236.
236, good morning. I got your loud verbal and your request to talk. How can I help you?
I have a guy on my bus that was being rude to another customer, flipping him off. I told him to knock it off. He switched it over to me. He started cussing at me. Now I'm on the 122nd. I told him to get off. And he's refusing and cursing.
All right. And you're inbound at 122 in Division. Can you give me a description of him?
It looks like he's probably a white male in his upper 50s to lower 60s. Got a black jacket on with an orange hoodie lining, light blue pants, unbuttoned shirt, and a couple bags with some white tennis shoes.
Alright, does he have any weapons, and do you think alcohol or drugs may be a factor?
He doesn't have any weapons. He looks like he's sick to me. He's been coughing and stuff this whole time. He might be coming off something. I'm not sure.
Okay, what is he doing now?
Well, now he's just sitting there.
Alright, do you feel confident rolling if he's behaving right now?
That's fine, it's just, to me, I mean, I told him to get off the bus, and he was telling me that this isn't my bus, this is his bus, and I just don't really want him on my bus, to be honest with you, anymore.
I get that, and I understand that. The supervisor is tied up with another loud verbal at Park Rose, and that's where the police are headed to. So, I mean, I could tie you up, but you could be tied up for quite a while. Or you can roll and hope he gets off, probably at the max, is what I'm thinking.
Okay. I'll give you a call if it keeps it up.
What I want you to do is, if he continues behaving, roll. When he gets off the bus, I want you to send me ready for service. And once my supervisor is clear at Park Rose, we'll tell him about you and he'll start heading your way, okay?
Okay. I'm just going to keep rolling and hope for the best for now.
All right, but at any point, if you feel it's unsafe or anything like that, then definitely tie it up, okay? And I will do my best to get somebody to you ASAP.
All right, thank you.
457.